Good evening. This is Phenomenal Woman, led by Sylvia Nichols. I'm delighted this afternoon to be with you to share some of my thoughts as a woman, as an older woman, but I hope what I share will enlighten you, women as well as men. We will explore the profound aspects of womanhood, touching on themes of creation, life, and social interactions. The biblical text provides perspective that attributes a special role to women. Pardon me. A clock has to be removed. I'm sorry, the clock was interrupted and had to be removed. I will start again. This session is about Phenomenal Woman, led by Sylvia Nichols. We explore the profound aspects of womanhood, touching on themes of creation, life, and social interactions. The biblical text provides a perspective that attributes a special role to women as life bearers, linking their uniqueness to the act of bringing life into the world. From a cultural, religious, or philosophical standpoint, the role of women can widely vary. Some may see women as vessels chosen by the divine creator to bring life into existence, while others may approach the concept from a more secular, scientific perspective. This indicates a recognition of the multifaceted nature of womanhood, encompassing both individual and societal dimensions. If you have specific questions or if there's a particular aspect you'd like to know more information on for further exploration, feel free to call 646-668-8217 or tune in by the computer radio station link at blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/CrownTalkingDrunks. Today, I want to share thoughts about my special scripture found in Proverbs verses 5 and 6. Before we start, I want to say a short prayer. Dear precious God, I come before you asking for your divine direction as we explore womanhood. Let it be something that you want shared so that others can benefit from this talk. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I will read scripture. Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That has been my link of scripture that has guided me as an adult and most of as a senior adult in my life. because I cannot do anything. I cannot be anything without God wanting me to be there. So today, as we look at what I'm thinking, listen to what I'm sharing with you, know that you too can have that same outlook if you don't have an outlook about being better or being a phenomenal woman. And I'm not claiming to be that. I'm claiming that I'm working on that. That is, well, I'm not really working on it. I'm acknowledging that there's something in me that God has given me that I need to share with others. And I think that's the one thing that makes a woman phenomenal. It does not matter your status in life. It does not matter who your education. It does not matter where you come from. It's there. But you have to decide that you want that to show in your life so that you will have something that will be left here when you leave this earth, not your physical body, but your standards, your thoughts that encourage others. So trust in the Lord. We sometimes as women put our trust in many other things. For instance, men, our children, our job, our money, our house, our car, all material things that, not necessarily material in the sense of being that people and children and your man, those things are considered idols when you put them above God. Trust should be with God because he is the only one who can direct you in a good path. Now, with all your heart, women, we have big hearts. We're willing to give and give and give, but we should give with love, not with trying to get a position or place in life. We should give it with love from our hearts, not from what we're going to give people and things. And lean not on your own understanding. Many times women decide on things they want to do and they don't go to God. And sometimes they end up, and I've been in that position, just running around like a chicken with the head cut off, doing everything for everybody and not doing for you, yourself. You have to put your trust in him and not your own self, regardless of where you are and what you have to do. Many times we get ask others, what should I do about this? Or what should I do about that? And time to get down on our knees and ask the Lord, what is it that I need to do in this situation I'm finding myself in? And he will direct your path as he is directing mine. This is something that I've never done before, so I'm really counting on God to help me through this. But I know there's something that needs to be said. My past, I've had many paths in life. I grew up to become an adult by being in a church with a pastor who encouraged us all as children to do unto others as we would have others do unto you, yourself. And we had to demonstrate that in the activities that we would do, singing on the choir, helping in the kitchen when the church had different programs and needed serving, singing, participating in programs, Easter programs, Christmas programs, and the like. But it was always a lesson to be learned in every activity that we did. So we learned early not to just trust ourselves, because we had to perform. We had to be out there in the presence of members of the church and behave in such a way that we would be acceptable as young people. So I'm glad that I've had that in my background, and it has helped me to keep my past as straighter. I say straighter. Because as we all do, we sometimes vary from where we need to be. We can get on our knees and ask God to just direct us. And I mean, it takes a lot of that, not just one time a day, in all that you do. So that part, and lean not on your own understanding. For me, that has been one of the things that keeps me in check. I'll say that to myself. Am I leaning on my own understanding, or am I listening for God to tell me what to do? In all your ways, acknowledge him. Thank him. Praise him, so that he will know that you are grateful for what he has done in your life. And he is the ultimate person. Not all of these friends and awards and all of that kind of thing. We praise God for who he is, because he brings all to us. And we should not try to put other things in front of him, but give him the praise. And he will make your path straight. Many times our paths get a little crooked. We get a little crooked when we say things or do things that's not pleasing to others. Words matter. What we say matters. And any time that we cannot say a good thing about a person, we should just be quiet. Just be quiet. Many times we open our mouths to say things and it's inappropriate, or it's gossip, or it's bad words that we shouldn't be saying. And we think it's cute or whatever, but it's not cute. It limits us. Our paths are crooked when we do those things. We want our paths straight. And I'm not talking about straight, like we can't do nothing wrong. We are going to do some things that we shouldn't do, but we ask for forgiveness. We trust God to forgive us for those things. So these are the things that I will be doing as I talk to you. I will always try to have a scripture for leading me in the discussion, and I will try to explain how it affects me in my life rather than just say the scripture, because that's the important part of it. I found that in many instances, people can say scripture after scripture, but it's not important if they don't live by it. So we want to understand what it means to us. And maybe somebody else might feel a little different about that scripture, but we can discuss it. So anytime you feel that you want to ask a question or share your thoughts about this scripture, just speak up. The other thing is, I am a shy person. I have not been a person who would speak out and share my thoughts unless I was around my friends or in a group study at church or at my Bible studies that I go to. So this is, for me, is much different for me. But I want to say, I'm going to, because of this program, I know I will grow, and I hope that you will grow to be different or better than what you are now. Each one of us has something that we need to share with the world. Many times we hold that, or we don't look at that, or don't look at our spiritual gifts and see just what you can do to help others. In my studies, I have been shown that I'm the kind of, that my spiritual gifts lie within shepherding, that I encourage people, I share my thoughts with people to encourage them to do whatever. I share my experiences. And one experience I guess I will share right now, because being a mother, you have sometimes problems with your children. In my case, with a child who had a birth defect. And as a part of that process, with him being helped and healed, we had to travel to Atlanta to get services for him. And we met other people who were going through different other things. And it made me realize how blessed I was to even be with others who had problems like different from mine, but problems with their children being sick. It blessed me in many ways. It made me stronger. And I never would have thought that his illness would have made me a much better person. It healed me from some things that I probably was hoping at the time where I was able to share it, because I met others who had problems of similar, children sick. Not only did he stay sick as a kid, it went on into a teenagehood, and I went to other places to get help for his birth defect problem. And as I traveled to the different hospitals and shared, saw others, I was able to share how I had come to that point with his illness. And so parents, mothers, I know it's hard. It's very hard. Trust in the Lord, and he will get you through with it, and you will be blessed by others who can share their hope and trust in the Lord to get their children well. I'm thankful to God that he is an adult. He's 52 years old now and able to take work and take care of himself. And that truly is a blessing, because of all the different things he has gone through, he is able to be okay at this point in his life. Another thing is, my first child was born and lived a day and a half. And it was such a shock to me at that time. But I had people who came into my life again to share things that made me able to not worry about that so much, but move on with my life. And I did, and there are three other children that came into my life that I birthed. Many blessings as they've grown up to be adults, and also a grandchild and a great-grandchild. So I've been blessed in spite of all the other things that you would think I wouldn't be blessed. But I'll be sharing other things in another way as time goes on. Now, do you have any questions or something you want to say about what I've said so far? Okay. So, another thing that I need to share is that I was trained to be a teacher. Matter of fact, I was a math teacher. And I would love to tell the children, these were junior high children, middle school children, and some high school and some college students. But I would love to, I always love to tell them that mathematics was created by God. It was not created by man. And many of them began to look at mathematics a little differently when I would say that, because they would know that it was connected to someone greater than them, not a person, but God. And as they, when I've studied with children and adults in the Bible studies, I always emphasize the numbers that appeared in the Bible and what they meant. Numbers, I love numbers because I love math. And first of all, in Genesis, when God created the world, I always pair the days of the week together. I always pair the first day of creation with the fourth day of creation, and the second day with the fifth, and the third day with the sixth, to them that God was planning for the future in an orderly manner. There was no, I'll do this and maybe something else will happen. He did it in an orderly manner, and it always helps us to do things in an orderly manner, to know that he prepared for day four on day one, prepared for day two on day two, for day five. He did day two to prepare for day five, and he did day three to prepare for day six. As you study your Bible, if you look at it that way, you will see a little different, and you'll understand a little bit better about God. Well, now it's about time that I will begin to shut down, but I want to pray to God and thank him for me having this opportunity today. Dear God, this has been a blessed moment for me in my life. And I hope that there has been something I've shared that will help others to see things or see something a little bit better. But it was with your help and your direction that I've shared what I've shared. And I want to thank you, God. You're almighty. You are great. You're precious. You are so loving. And you take care of me and others. And I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.